I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Egypt's revolution in 2011 and its aftermath have brought chaos and uncertainty to the lives of many Egyptians. But the young woman we're going to hear from now stayed focused on her dream despite it all. Her name is Shema Abu El Yazed, and her dream is karate. El Yazed is currently the captain of Egypt's karate team and a reigning world champion. Reporter Laura Dean wrote about her for Global Post.
Shema is quite amazing. She comes from a middle-class, very populous neighborhood in central Cairo. She said growing up she would never have imagined that she would travel outside of Egypt, you know, get on a plane, even see a plane, you know, meet people from other countries. And she has done all of those things. So she's quite unusual.
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of blown away by her own success. Is her husband supportive?
He is. Her husband is very supportive. I mean, so women have been doing karate in Egypt since the 1970s. The Egyptian Karate Federation was founded in 72. And since in that time, there has never been an Egyptian female karate player who has come back to the sport after having a baby. And Shema not only did that, but then she went on to win the karate world championships. So, and her husband, yes, has been supportive in all that. So it's pretty amazing.
Is she becoming a role model for other young women?
Very much so. I mean, she is the oldest member of the karate team. So the younger women on the team have seen her, you know, get married and have a baby and then come back to the sport. So that's one way in which she's a role model. But also she has said she wants to go into coaching. So she wants to very directly serve as a role model for young female karate players in Egypt.
How has the revolution in Egypt affected Shema's life? Has it helped or hurt her karate career, or is it not connected?
Well, Shema in herself says she's not very political. She follows politics. She said she was supportive of the revolution on January 25th, 2011. But beyond sort of general feelings of support, she said that she hasn't been particularly involved and doesn't consider herself very political.
I mean, interestingly, there was one quote from another competitor, also a woman named Abu Zayed, that really caught my eye. She said, "Karate is different from other sports," basically implying it conforms with a kind of military attitude that we like in Egypt. Can you explain that? Because it sounds like it's somehow related to the rise of General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi.
That was Dr. Ayman Abdel Hamid, I believe. He's the director of the Egyptian Karate Federation. And yes, he did say that there was something about the sort of military discipline of karate that he felt that parents in particular find appealing. There is mandatory conscription here in Egypt, so most Egyptian men will spend 1 to 3 years in their 20s in the army. And so it very much is an institution that, you know, the majority of society is connected to in some way. So yes, there is this strong connection to the military here, and many people here do support the former general, now president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi.
I mean, I kind of ask because given the rise of assaults on women in Egypt in recent years, is it totally coincidental, this rise of a gold medal winning women's karate team from Egypt?
Well, I mean, the Egyptian women's karate team has actually been quite successful and highly competitive in international competitions for quite some time. Yes, there has been a rise in definitely sexual assaults in the public sphere, particularly mob sexual assaults in the last 3 or 4 years. And talking to the players themselves, the female players, about sexual harassment, about the sexual assaults, they say that definitely knowing, you know, being karate experts and knowing how to defend themselves very much does give them confidence when walking around on the streets. But also the Dr. Ayman Abdel Hamid, who is the director of the federation, said that in karate, the first thing you learn is respect for other players, respect for your opponent. And karate trainings in Egypt tend to be mixed, and so it's young men and women. So he feels that karate itself fosters respect and discipline in a way that is good in a place where there is a lot where, you know, respect for women in the public sphere is an issue and where there is a lot of sexual harassment.
Laura Dean is a senior Middle East correspondent for Global Post. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.